Okay, well, welcome. This is the first of a series of Saturday afternoon talks, really, here at the Castle of the Muses. And we're doing a course called Explorations in Peace Studies and Global Philosophy. And obviously, those people that can come here in person, that's great. But otherwise, I'm recording them so that others can hear them on the internet or on CDs and so on. And also just for posterity, really. Now, the theme behind this course is using the ancient symbol of the muse, which was the Greek goddess of learning and wisdom, which I've suggested as academics we ought to be rededicating. The muses were the symbols of all learning and knowledge and wisdom in ancient Greek, not just religion, but also in academic life. And when Plato founded the first academy outside Athens, he had a temple to the nine muses in the grounds, and then in the Museion in Alexandria, which is the greatest library of the classical world. Again, it was called a Museion because it was a place where the muses were celebrated and worshipped. So they were regarded as the divine holders or guardians of wisdom. Now, here in the Castle of the Muses, which is celebrating their presence, we're in the room of Calliope, which is the muse of heroic and the actions that are sung of in epic poetry. So Homer invokes Calliope to tell the stories of Troy and the heroic deeds of Odysseus, Achilles, and so on. And Calliope was a very important muse. She's by legend traditionally the mother of Orpheus, who was the great bard of Thrace, and who founded the Orphic Mysteries, which then later led on to the Pythagorean Mysteries. So Calliope was a very important figurehead. Now, in my updating of the muses, I've kind of said, taking that cue, I've said that Calliope nowadays would be interested in politics and economics, because those are the heroic disciplines that we need to get sorted on this planet if we're going to bring peace. I mean, it's all very well to sit around and chill out around a fire and be peaceful, but how do we actually deal with starvation, unemployment, famine, political chaos, people on the streets, the protests that are going on as I speak in Wall Street, in Syria, where people are being gunned down as they're making political protests, the problems in Libya, where still Gaddafi's on the run and they still haven't captured all the strongholds, and the political instability all over the planet, really. In China, where according to Slavoj Žižek, the Chinese government has just outlawed all books, novels, and films to do with alternative